I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This offense will be calibrated with him in mind. We're going to build this thing. This is not simply a dropping of a previous playbook down on the table and starting there. Nope. We're ripping this thing down to the studs, and we're going to build it up with him first and foremost, and then with the pieces around him next. I really look forward to challenging him and pushing him, as I said before, to continue to grow and develop.
It is week one of the NFL season. I mean, that is just a powerful sentence to believe that. We've got Thursday night football. We've got Friday night football. Although we do have to wait all the way until Monday night for the Bears and the Vikings. It is week one, covering here on 670 The Score on your Labor Day, September 1st. 2025, Judson Richards with you all the way until 2:30. Zach Zeman will take over from there for the Cubs pregame with Cubs and the Braves coming up just after 3 o'clock here on 6M of the Score. Let's get you in. 312-644-6767. You have waited as long as we have to not only discuss but watch your favorite team. Let's talk about it. How are you feeling about the Bears and the Vikings in that Monday Night Football game just a week away? We'll get to the Seth Wickersham audio in just a moment. Seth Wickersham's book drops, American Kings, about the quarterbacks. It drops Tuesday, September 9th. So the day after Caleb Williams first came with Ben Johnson. Now, he can't keep adding to the book. At some point, it will need to be printed and delivered and put out. So do I expect something from the book to make a lot of news immediately after Caleb Williams' first game with Ben Johnson? I don't. I think that the new script, the new story between those two will have to be written at some point in the near future. So what is coming out of the book is already said and done. Seth Wickersham speaking live or speaking recently about Caleb Williams and other things. He did so with Rich Eisen, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Again, our poll question, who faces more pressure in September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? It is a runaway so far with Craig Counsell, 68% to Ben Johnson's 32% as of now. Who faces more pressure in September? I find it a bit surprising with one of those guys already being in the playoffs and another one of those guys asked to fix something that feels almost unfixable at times here in Chicago, and that's the quarterback position. I would wait on that. 312-644-6767. Sean, was it you and I Thursday night? Was it you and I Thursday night for the Michael Parsons news?
No, I think it might have been you and Buterbaugh, maybe.
Me and Tyler.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Tyler. No, it was Studs. It was studs.
That's right. Yeah, studs.
You and I were together hit and run recently.
That's right.
That's why. That's why. And my full apologies to studs. That just goes to show you what kind of show it was. Right? That was a scrap everything, just get it done, and react to the news the best you can. So Micah Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers. I am on the record as saying it's a moot point, but I do want to be on the record of saying I don't think there's a player on the Bears not named Caleb Williams that I wouldn't make that same trade for Micah Parsons. Especially if you think you're going to be good, like I think the Green Bay Packers are going to be, you're trading late first round picks, ultimately. So yes, I wish the Bears had Micah Parsons. Now, who had the better off season? Because, you know, that was a move made a week and a half before the season began. So the Bears, this entire offseason, have been the talk of the NFC North. Not only did they take away from another team in division, but they landed a head coach that a lot of NFL teams wanted. I'm not convinced contractually it would be tough, but I'm not convinced half, if not more, of the NFL teams may turn down the head coach that they have to go and get Ben Johnson. And you may say, well, he's never done anything yet. He did something in Detroit. He absolutely did. He was the CEO of the offense. Can he be a great head coach? We'll still wait to see. But you can't say, we don't really know what he can do offensively. Matt Nagy, you could say that. Andy Reid calling plays. Matt Nagy, you could say that under a future Hall of Famer in Andy Reid. Ben Johnson answered to no one. There may have been some situational stuff where Dan Campbell said, hey, let's go for it here on fourth down, or hey, you know, let's decide to punt, or let's run it here instead of pass. But who are we kidding? Ben Johnson was the CEO of the offense in Detroit that averaged 33 points a game over the last 3 years, and that's the best in the NFL. So if you were to ask me, well, who ultimately, even after Micah Parsons going to Green Bay, who had the better offseason? I still say it's the Bears. I still say it's the Bears. Why? Because why? I'd probably vote for Ben Johnson in our poll question. You've got to get the quarterback position right. You absolutely have to get the quarterback position right. You have to be able to be a head coach. I understand. But what it means in this game in the NFL, why are the Packers great? Or why could they be? It's going to have a lot to do with Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love. Why are people expecting J.J. McCarthy to be good to great? It has to do so much with Kevin O'Connell. And Dan Campbell, listen, I don't want to take anything away from Dan Campbell and what he's been able to do. But why did Jared Goff have the resurfacing in his career? It's the name of Ben Johnson. So, good for the Green Bay Packers. What changes for the Bears? A great division just got even greater. And just like they're going to have to figure out how to stop Aiden Hutchinson and Jonathan Greenard on Monday night, they're going to have to figure out how to stop Micah Parsons with the Green Bay Packers. 312-644-6767. Seth Wickersham with Rich Eisen. Really, really interesting interview. Who are we kidding, right? We're as a culture, as a society, as sports fans, we are fascinated by the quarterback position. They're the cool kid at your high school. They just always are. And when that one graduates, there's another cool kid to talk about and focus on. So let's begin here. Seth Wickersham asked the question by Rich Eisen after writing a book about quarterbacking. Seth, what did you learn about quarterbacks?
There are few good and great quarterbacks, as we know. And I almost think there are fewer good and great coaches. And what you have is a ton of quarterbacks who go to these systemically bad situations. Sorry, the Jets, the Browns, the Titans, you know, the Jets. And, you know, I think that like what's happened is that like we're so quick to label these guys as busts, even if they go to poor situations where they're not the only failure at that position there. And the coaches are under stress because they have to figure out a way to save their jobs and they can't really develop a guy. And it's been an interesting thing. I didn't write about this in the book, but it's interesting to look at like there's an entire economy of quarterbacks now in the NFL that are kind of these retreads, you know, where they were looked at as failures and they find another place to go. They learn from a really smart coach like Baker did with Sean McVay or Sam Darnold did with Kevin O'Connell and Kyle Shanahan. and Geno Smith, and they, you know, they can reemerge and have really productive careers, you know, if they can just hang on and survive and kind of weather that storm of confidence.
And Seth Wickersham with Rich Eisen. There was a name there that he didn't mention. From a retread standpoint, there was a name that Seth just left out. And his name was Jared Goff. You do not trade away a franchise quarterback that you truly believe in. And the Los Angeles Rams thought very clearly that they could upgrade with Matthew Stafford. And it worked for them. And it worked for them. But from the retread conversation from Sam Darnold to Baker Mayfield, you cannot leave out the name Jared Goff, especially if you were watching the early days in Detroit. If you were watching the early days in Detroit, it was not, wow, I can't believe the Rams got rid of Jared Goff. It worked immediately as soon as he got there. Wow, Sean McVay doesn't know how to scout quarterbacks because look how good Jared Goff is without him. That never happened. So when we have the conversation, did the Bears still have the better offseason than the Green Bay Packers and Michael Parsons? To me, the answer absolutely has to be yes. And Seth Wickersham just laid it out very, very clearly. His opening response when Rich Eisen asked him, so what did you learn about quarterbacking? He says, although there are fewer good and great quarterbacks in the NFL, there are fewer good and great coaches in the NFL. And you say, well, how do you know if he's going to be good? Well, how do you know that Khalil Mack meant that the Bears were going to win multiple Super Bowls? You just don't. You just don't know what Micah Parsons will mean with the Green Bay Packers. You don't. And you can go, well, yes, we do. He's a future Hall of Famer. All right. But I think if you take yourself back to 2018 and you watch that first game when Khalil Mack was with the Bears, you know that ultimately it just did not go as great as they thought it would and as you thought it would. Do I think the Green Bay Packers could be great this year? Yeah, I do, unfortunately. And I think Micah Parsons could be a disaster for the NFC North. But I'll still take the move that the Bears made because it is hard to find a great quarterback. It may be even harder to put him in a great place surrounded by really, really good coaching. And that's what we got, Ben Johnson. More from Seth Wickersham on Rich Eisen. He was asked, so are the Williams, Caleb and Carl, happy now with Ben Johnson?
I mean, I think that they're thrilled. I mean, I think that, like, I haven't talked to Carl specifically about Ben Johnson, but, like, I think Caleb, you know, we met to go through things, you know, some reporting in the book and stuff, and he had just been hired. I think that he had just come back from the press conference. Caleb had just go back to work out in Florida. And, you know, I think he's ecstatic, and I think that, like, you know, when Brady retired for the final time, Caleb texted Carl, and he said, I need eight. And Carl was out on the East Coast and he's like, eight what? Does he need like a Costco shipment? Like, do I need to DoorDash something? Like, what is he talking about? Right. And it was eight rings. You know, that's where he saw the bar. And, you know, that's what I think he wants. And you can't do it alone. The like we said, context matters.
You ever see a picture of yourself a decade and a half ago and you go, what the hell was I thinking with that outfit? Or I can't believe that's the haircut that I had, right? Like the utter embarrassment of how you presented yourself. Anytime Caleb Williams hears himself referencing winning more than Tom Brady, which he did before his career began with the Bears, like I watched him do it on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark, he's got to be mortified hearing that. Like, let's get to one first. 5-12, a 10-game losing streak, and almost sacked all time. You talk about a wake-up call and a new appreciation to what Tom Brady did. And Caleb's out here talking about eight. He will never utter that again. You know, one time I went on a fishing trip with my dad when I was in high school. We went on a week-long fishing trip. We did not catch a single fish. Yeah. Not the two best fly fishermen getting together. A week-long trip. Now, the trip was spectacular. What I remember most is Dennis Leary's stand-up comedy, No Cure for Cancer, was out. And I just remember it was a road trip. We spent 18 hours going to our fishing hole. Obviously, somewhere we'd never been before, never went again. But that's what I remember most. But if you go on a week-long fishing trip and you don't catch a fish, you know what you don't do the next time you go fishing? Is say how many you're going to catch. Man, I'm definitely catching 8 fish today. You just don't do it. You have a new appreciation of the difficulty of it. 312-644-6767. Our poll question today, who has more pressure in September, Craig Council or Ben Johnson? Jeff wants to weigh in at 312-644-6767. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon. I kind of disagree with you on the pressure thing that you think that Ben has more pressure. When you look at it, Council, when he got his contract, was the highest paid manager in baseball. And I believe, was it last year, they had like a 90% chance of making the playoffs coming into September, and the Cubs ended up not making it. He hasn't shown after September with Milwaukee that he's been able to do anything. And then with Ben Johnson, he's a proven factor in Detroit. We've all seen what has happened. I'm from Kalamazoo. I watched the Lions probably more than anybody just because of my viewing area. Ben Johnson has, I think he's just there to teach Caleb and run the show. And he's got a proven system. If Caleb doesn't fit into that system or doesn't do well, I think the pressure is on Caleb, not on Ben Johnson. And this isn't a Tyson Bagent thing, because Tyson Bagent is a great, great backup quarterback that we got lucky with, I think. But he is not going to be a starter, I hope. I'm hoping for Caleb. I'm wishing for Caleb. But I think the pressure really falls, if you look at the football team, is on Caleb to actually take in what he's being taught and apply that and become the quarterback we need him to become. I'll listen to your answer.
Jeff, thank you. Great phone call. 312-644-6767. Looking at the poll questions of now, yeah, almost 69% say Craig Council has more pressure in September than Ben Johnson. I'm surprised. Like, I'm really, really surprised, especially that it's most lopsided. And the poll question is on my X account at Judson Richards. You can weigh in there. We'll take some texts as well on that. And phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. The from the pressure being more on Caleb than Ben, Jeff, I would agree with you. And then it flips. And then it just changes, right? It's like the guy that was there gets the pressure, and then the next guy that was there gets the pressure. Take Matt Nagy, for example. They didn't say goodbye to Nagy. They said goodbye to Mitch Trubisky. And vice versa. Right, I think we could probably apply the same to Justin Fields. It's easy here in Chicago since they can't align a head coach and a quarterback out of the draft. Let's just hope that they have aligned those two as of now. Point being, it's Caleb now. If he can't get it done, then the next step will be, well, it's not the quarterback anymore. It's the head coach's problem. But let's hope neither of those things arrive. 312-644-6767. I thought that this was an interesting text that came in. This is from the 917. It said, riddle me this, Batman, which if we want to do superheroes on the text line, I'm good for that on a Labor Day. It says, riddle me this, Batman, why is the Chicago media preaching patience for our number one overall generational talent starting his 18th game, but at the same time expecting J.J. McCarthy to step right into his first NFL game and beat the Bears at Soldier Field? Fair question. May have taken a little bit of liberty there by mentioning the generational talent. I don't know if anyone has been saying that about Caleb Williams. I'm sure perhaps somebody has. But why would you give more credence to the Vikings starting a rookie quarterback? He's not a rookie, but second year making his first ever start and appearance in an NFL game, by the way. Well, the Vikings won 14 games last year. They won 13 games in 2022. And they probably would have done very well in 2023, if you recall, Kirk Cousins didn't tear his Achilles. So I think there's recent success. You've watched the Vikings change quarterback under the same head coach and still have an incredible amount of success as they go from Kirk Cousins to Sam Darnold and now to J.J. McCarthy. And the Seth Wickersham, with the Rich Eisen on Friday, was asked the final question Rich asked him. He said, all right, Seth, everything that you've learned about quarterback play, now you're the expert if you've written the book. Age 25 and under, what quarterback do you think will have the most success?
with Kevin O'Connell for the book. And yes, he, of course, was a great college quarterback, four-year starter at San Diego State. And he got drafted by the Patriots, thought he'd learn from Brady and then take that knowledge elsewhere. Yes. And, you know, his career essentially ended. And we talked a lot about those scars and how that informs how he coaches quarterbacks and looks at them. And one of the things that he did was when he was getting these tryouts with teams, he would try to make the wow throw, the John Elway throw, and, you know, knock the coaching staff over with it. And he kept getting cut. And he realized later, he went back and watched all of Brady's game-winning drives in Super Bowls and big games, Montana's, Elway's, and what stood out was how mundane they were. Like, they looked like they were doing spring practice, even though the stakes couldn't have been higher. And he realized that, like, quarterbacking is really about, you know, doing the obvious thing that's right in front of you at the highest level you possibly can. And I think that, like, that to me, there's a reason why Caleb Williams really liked Kevin O'Connell, as, you know, I wrote about, is that, like, he just knows how to speak quarterback, and I think that they're going to be really successful.
So the name that Seth Wickersham went with, of any quarterback in the NFL, 25 and under, who's going to have the most success? You went with J.J. McCarthy. And then he explained, Kevin O'Connell, really what Kevin sees from his own failures. I thought that was fascinating. Yeah, if we went back, right, do you remember watching Tom Brady in Super Bowls? I mean, it was like he checked it down. He took the underneath. Like, it was a very methodical way of scoring. I mean, there would be 8, 9, 10, it felt like, completions to get down the field in a scoring drive. 312-644-6767. The one thing, right? The one thing that will cost Caleb his job in Chicago, in my opinion, you turn down open receivers. It's that simple. If Ben Johnson draws you up a play and you can't see a wide open Cole Kmet, like struggled last year, he's going to say he can't see the field. He can't see the field. The one thing Caleb has to do, well, two, he's got to play faster, and you have to take your singles. You have to take your layups. If you can't see those, I don't think a head coach can think he can help you. 312-644-6767. Russ is with us in Palos Heights. Hey, Russ, thanks for calling 6-7 The Score.
Well, thanks for having me. I think Council has the greater pressure, and I think that those percentages of feedback saying that the public sees it that way is because he's got these oddball lineups, and he doesn't know when to take a pitcher out of the game. He has some strategic disconnect in his brain.
Russ, that's interesting. So part of the frustration is, or why the voting is going the way that it is because of frustration with Craig Counsell and even lineup construction. You know, I'm not someone who gets real worked up over lineup construction, but when I see Justin Turner hitting cleanup, it's like, come on, like, give me someone who can run a little faster. Just give me, you know, I'm a 44-year-old man, so when I see a 40-year-old, I'm like, that dude's tired. Like, I have an idea of what he feels when he gets out of bed. You know, there's going to be platooning. There's always going to be, why is he playing? And he's not playing, but it's like, really, he's back in the cleanup spot? Come on, man. And the poll question that Russ alluded to, who faces more pressure in September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? That's what we've been discussing today. And I've been surprised by how lopsided it is. We got 500 votes on this thing. 70% say Craig Counsell. 70% to 30% Ben Johnson. Now, could it be Ben Johnson hasn't lost a game yet? And it's like, well, where's the pressure? The guy's tied for first place. The Cubs also have a 99.7% chance of getting to the playoffs with 25 games left to go. So that's our poll question today, 312-644-6767. The thing about Seth Wickersham and what he's learned is, I thought that last piece with Kevin O'Connell, with Kevin really thinking about his own career, where he came up short, watching the greats do it, and realizing that less is more. And that's what we want to see from Caleb, unless he's asked to do more. Like, this is the part about Monday night that I'm so excited about. How can Caleb do less when he needs to, right? Like, can he take the field first series and just be methodical? Just do what is asked of him, whether it be to the check down, whether it be a bootleg, roll right, roll left, find, you know, a lot of passes that may not travel more than 10 yards in the air, but get it done, be quick, play on time. Until there's a play to break down, and don't apologize for being awesome in a scramble drill. You know, that's what I want Ben Johnson to do for Caleb Williams. How can he be all of the things? How can he be the guy that can do the boring stuff like that statue Tom Brady did, methodically making his way down the field, taking all the checkdowns and the underneaths, and then also be the thing that Tom Brady could never do, and that's extend a play with his legs or throw with Caleb's arm strength well on the run? Weaponry. All of it. That's what we want to see. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are lit. We'll get to these coming up on our poll question. Also, my five biggest concerns for the Bears heading into that Vikings matchup. We'll do it coming up next. Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Fitting on September 1st, week one of the NFL season. A little bit of NFL music. We're going to get to my top five biggest concerns for the Bears. Why not panic on a Monday, right? We'll get to that in just a moment. The poll question that is out, had some good discussion around this afternoon, this morning. Who faces more pressure in September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? I'm borderline shocked. I'm surprised, borderline shocked at the outcome as of now. Craig Counsell, 70% of the votes, over 500 votes, 70% say Craig Counsell, 30% say Ben Johnson. And Sean, you're surprised too, right? You're a little surprised it's not.
Yeah. I thought there'd be more Bears panic, to be honest. And I'm maybe a little more confident in Craig Council, maybe some other fans. But usually this is prime, you know, oh my God, the
panic time.
Right? Yeah. Everything's on fire.
Now, you brought up a good point. If this were Tuesday of next week after, what might be a Bears loss, then I think the reactions may be a little bit differently. But as of now, the Bears are tied for first place in the NFC North, so life is good. Well, allow us to concern you a little bit. By the way, I should say, getting into that Vikings-Bears matchup, Matthew Coller will join us at 1 o'clock, Vikings Insider, so we will dive deep into that Week 1 matchup, that Monday Night Football matchup between the Bears and the Vikings. But let's get to our top five most Bears concerns.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
I think right now Swift is exactly where he needs to be. He's doing a great job of executing all the little things. He's been fundamentally sound. Is there things that we need to continue to work on? Yes. We need to make sure that we continue, just like all of us, working on pass protection. On top of that, we got to make the tough catches in traffic. And then just continue working on being consistent with our aiming points and our reads. But as far as a person, a player, a professional, he brings his hard hat to work every single day. And I can say that for all my guys. They work extremely hard. They don't have a choice. All right? They wouldn't be here. But the thing that I love about him is that he's very humble. He accepts hard coaching. But on top of that, it ain't a lot that you need to correct. And so my biggest thing with him, he just got to continue just understanding we're going to take what is given. Okay? And whatever is given to him, take it. Because sometimes when you're running in between the tackles, the shortest distance between 2 points is a straight line. And sometimes you're faster than those guys on defense, forcing them to see if they can come and get you. But he's doing a great job so far.
All right, so that was Eric Bieniemy on DeAndre Swift. My concern number 5 is the running game for the Bears. And listen, I will say, you could see DeAndre Swift was running with a real purpose, right? Against the Kansas City Chiefs, what was it that Ben Johnson said? He says these games don't count, but they matter.
Yeah.
The one who looked like it really did matter to him was DeAndre Swift. But he had a terrible year last year, and I still cannot believe with how much Ben Johnson featured a running game in Detroit, used a running game to set up about everything else with play action, that the Bears did not invest more resources this offseason in the running back position. I don't care if they spent money in free agency. I don't care if they traded for it, or I don't care if they used a second rounder on it. I cannot believe they did not spend more. Kyle Manungai, maybe he'll be a beast. Maybe he will, but he was the 22nd running back taken in the 2025 NFL draft. So that is concern number 5 for me.
Number 4.
Okay, number 4. Jalen Johnson and the secondary health. That's right. And perhaps the bigger concern for me is not, is Jalen Johnson going to play? The question is, what does he look like? And does he rush it back, or just is not properly prepared to play in week 1 against Justin Jefferson because of missing the entire offseason, right? Or not the entire offseason, all of training camp. I feel like it's a tale as old as time. A guy sits out because of contract, shows up to play by week 1, gets hurt. A guy who's dealing with a little bit of something, and so they play it safe during training camp, then tries to go full speed, and the body isn't ready for it. Does he play week 1? I think Jalen Johnson may be there. Does he come out of that game healthy? That's what I'm not sure of, and we really have no clue of what is happening around Jaquan Brisker. So, and Kyler Gordon has dealt with some stuff during training camp. The position we thought was the deepest for the Bears, you don't feel great about it heading into week 1. Here's Ryan Poles.
That was kind of like a freak deal. Jalen works hard. He's always come in shape, so... and we get the numbers of the guys, you know, in terms of the body fat and weight and lean mass when they report. And his was right on track, like he'd been working hard like he always does. So he was training, just kind of had a freak deal. So we're kind of taking that kind of 1 week at a time as he heals up. But, yeah, as it pops up, it does happen occasionally because guys are working out and it does, you know, soft tissue things and different injuries happen when they're away. And it's just part of the deal. But, the communication's been great. He's a true vet, so gives us a call, lets us know, hey, something happened, gets in, and we get to work.
So that one for me, number four, is Jalen Johnson. And again, we believe it's a calf, no speculation. The injury report will come out this week. We'll get a better idea.
The number of the day is three.
The number of the day, that is three. How about a quiet training camp for Dio Odangbo? They gave this guy a lot of money, right? Gave this guy a lot of money. He's supposed to go get the quarterback, hit the quarterback, sack the quarterback, do something with the quarterback. Was there one day at training camp? Because, you know, if you follow all of the pieces and parts, if you're following Patrick Finley and Jason Leisure and Dan Weeder and, you know, Brad Biggs, like, if they're on your social media, you get the right? Like, we all knew from multiple people when Caleb Williams threw an interception. Was there a moment where the social media all trended toward the beast that is Dio Odangbo being a game wrecker at training camp? Did he have one exceptional day at training camp? I don't remember one. I really don't. Is this Allen Robinson?
No, this is actually Dennis Allen talking about the defense.
That makes more sense than Allen Robinson, who was on the station recently. Dennis Allen on building a defensive line rotation.
It just stands to reason that, you know, a fresh body is better than a tired body. I mean, it just is. I mean, you watch it. And so even though a guy may be, you know, your best rusher, if he's played 7-8 snaps in a row rushing the quarterback, that takes a lot of energy. And so, you know, probably rush number 5 and 6, you don't see the same quality of rusher. And so if you get a fresh guy out there with speed and athleticism, you know, it helps you in terms of your rush. And so having a deep defensive line group that can go rush the passer, you keep coming at them in waves. And typically offensive linemen don't rotate in and out, you know, so when they play 5, 6, 7, 8 snaps in a row, they're not as fresh as they were to start the series. And you throw a fresh body out there, it's a different speed coming out of it.
Finally, we come to my number two man. His name, number two.
Number two. Now the number two or number one pass rusher next to Rashawn Gary and the Green Bay Packers is the trade of Michael Parsons. Now, is there one player? By the way, we're going over our five concerns. Judson Richards with you on 610 The Score. Five concerns for the Bears. Michael Parsons is to lead to the bigger storyline that is the depth of the NFC North. This division is a problem. A real problem. But you either put up or you shut up. And the Bears are going to have to be at their best to even compete at their own division, which should only make them better in their own conference and chasing the ultimate prize, the Super Bowl. Here is Prince Amukamura, who was on with Weeder and Grody on the impact of the trade.
That was one of the situations we were talking about, like what's going to happen. And we both predicted it would be a Khalil-type trade, meaning it's going to be later in the season. The deal's going to get done. Micah is going to get his money. But it would be to a different team. And slowly but surely, he goes to Green Bay. And it's shocking, though, for me, because what A-Rob has taught me, usually the best players never leave the team. It's super rare. Like, Tom Brady rarely hits free agency and stuff. Like Patrick Mahomes, I doubt will probably hit free agency, or won't happen for a long, long time. But for Micah, for that to happen to Micah is especially – having a star in his helmet, it was super shocking. But David Mulligetta is a great agent, and he gets things done for his guys, and it happened. But it's going to make a huge impact on Green Bay. Everyone obviously is going to welcome him with open arms, and it instantly makes their defense better.
He was number one.
All right, number one of our top five concerns for the Bears heading into the 2025 season is the left tackle position. I don't know if you know, but it's an important one. So important. They wrote a book called The Blind Side, and then they made a movie about it. It's kind of important that that position is done. I think perhaps one of the more concerning things for me may be the way that they just kind of saw Ozzie Trapillo, and they're like, you just can't do that. Why don't you just go back to the right side? And it's like, well, even if he's not going to be the left tackle starting week one, would you like him to continue to work to be the left tackle? Because that brings in a bigger conversation about, was there a draft redundancy there where you have Darnell Wright, your right tackle, and Kieran Amagaji is now better at guard? So just, you know, the planning of the really the planning of the offensive line, besides going out and just buying a brand new interior offensive line, has been very, very poor for Ryan Poles. And that's the bigger question. But for what's happening left tackle position, here's Ben Johnson.
Is Braxton Jones your starter week one at left tackle?
I'm not ready to talk about starters yet.
And you said all along with the left tackle spot that you want to see somebody stand out and earn that. Do you feel like that was the case?
I think we're going to have a starter week one, and we'll go from there. So that's I said it a few weeks ago, and we feel good about the guys we have in that room. Someone's going to take the bull by the horns and is going to completely take over, but we're not afraid to make a change if the performance isn't where it needs to be. So we'll make that decision going into next week. I'm sure you guys will have a good idea who our starters will be going into Minnesota, but I'm not mentally there yet. This week is still about us. I'm not worried about Minnesota yet. It's all about us.
We all know that secret. Should be Braxton Jones against the Minnesota Vikings, and that's a scary thought.
Bears.
Yes, it is Grody. Grody, I know, is scared. I haven't talked to him today. I feel confident in saying that. Listen, we're talking about Micah Parsons. It's like, well, what about Jonathan Greenard on Monday night? And then what about Aiden Hutchinson in Detroit on Sunday? Like, there's a lot of problems besides what's coming to Bears way week 14. That's when they first play the Packers, and that's including Braxton Jones. If you want to get in, share your concerns heading into week number one, let's do it. 312-644-6767. Matthew Caller, Vikings Insider, will join us coming up at 1 o'clock. We also have a great giveaway for you. We'll do that coming up next on 670 The Score.
He was number one.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments.
Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, I'm looking around me. I've got windows to my left. I got windows behind me. I do not see a cloud in the sky. It is a beautiful day to be out on Labor Day, September 1st. Week one of the NFL season is here. It is game week. We got to wait 7 days to see the Bears and the Vikings. Perhaps you are heading out to Wrigley Field today. What a day to watch the Cubs. What a day to watch them win as well. Our pregame coverage begins at 2:30 right here on 670 The Score. Pat and Ron will take over at 3:05, so we'll hear from Zach Zabin coming away at 2:30. Cubs baseball on The Score this afternoon. We will talk to Matthew Collier coming up at 1 o'clock. He covers the Minnesota Vikings. He's a Vikings insider, also an author as well. But he will join us, and we'll get into what J.J. McCarthy has looked like at training camp, what sort of offense they're expecting from him week one, meaning how aggressive or not aggressive could Kevin O'Connell be. What's the latest on Justin Jefferson? How healthy will he be? So we'll dive into the Vikings side of things for that matchup coming up on Monday Night Football in exactly 1 week. Got a giveaway for you in just a couple minutes as well. Anybody else watch college football this weekend? I got to say, I think Arch Manning is going to be awesome. Like, I think Arch Manning could be a name we're going to talk about for the next 15 to 20 years. I know that offensively, they barely scored, right? I know that there were some struggles. He had some interesting arm angles at times. I just think you can see it, and then you know his pedigree. But you know what I'm really interested in for Arch is, who does he end up playing for in the NFL? Because Caleb and Carl, they kicked the tires on doing that thing. Eli Manning really did that thing, saying, do not draft me. I will not play for you. I believe with Eli, it was, I'll go to law school. Like, Eli's like, I'll just go back to school. That's fine. That's how much they put their foot down. The then San Diego Chargers did draft him and then immediately traded him to the New York Giants. So Caleb, as he said, did not want to go scorched earth on Chicago. I think things will work out really well for him with who the Bears now have as their head coach. I understood where he was coming from, but you also could understand what a terrifying place that would be to know that one city, millions and millions of people would hold that against you and bring it up the rest of your career. Eli was able to do it, did it well enough to then win two championships with the New York Giants. And I think Arch, with that same last name, ultimately could make sure that he goes to a place where they think he could be successful in the NFL, much like they did in Texas, where they were patient and let him sit for 2 years. That's patience. And I think they're going to do the same thing in the NFL. How is J.J. McCarthy been looking this offseason, this training camp? And is he ready to put up big numbers for the Vikings immediately? We'll ask a Vikings insider coming up next, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. But I also wanted to do this. Tune in this Thursday from 2 to 6 for the Spiegel & Holmes football season kickoff and the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. We'll have Dave Wanstead and Olin Krutz in studio, plus some surprises along the way. Tune in Thursday starting at 2 on The Score and the Odyssey app. Let's do it right now. Keep listening for your chance to win your way in the Spiegel & Holmes Live this Thursday, September 4th from 2 to 6 at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, their football kickoff. We'll do the giveaway right now, 312-540-0670. We will give away four packs of those tickets right now, 312-540-0670. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.